The basketball Badgers suffered their worst loss of the season, blown out in Nebraska 90-60 last night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Badgers shot just 34% from the field, but Coach Greg Gard even more concerned with their lack of effort on defense.
We haven't had a defensive identity all year. Everybody gets all rah-rah about our offense, but it's the other end of the floor that's caused us the trouble. And obviously tonight it was credit to Nebraska. They beat us every way possible. There's not another facet in the game of basketball that they couldn't kick our rear end with. They did it all.
Nick Boyd had 20 points to lead the Badgers. Reigning Big Ten Player of the Week John Blackwell just 7 points, 1 of 11 shooting, 1 of 6 from distance. On the women's side, Wisconsin beat San Diego 74-46. Green Bay downed IUPUI 74-47. Purdue Fort Wayne over Milwaukee 70-60. Another Wisconsin football player, wide receiver Trek Kekahuna, will enter the transfer portal once it opens early next month. Kekahuna caught 26 passes for 211 yards. The season is the 8th player to announce his intent to transfer. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting that Wisconsin and offensive line coach A.J. Blazek are parting ways. Blazek is leaving after 2 years at the position as the Badgers offensive line fell well short of expectations. Badgers expected to hire Eric Mateos, who spent the last 2 seasons at Arkansas, to replace him. The Packers getting ready for Sunday's matchup against the Broncos in Denver on Sunday. Broncos bring a top 5 defense into the matchup, and wideout Christian Watson said they're good, but not invincible.
I mean, I wouldn't say that they have no weaknesses or holes. I mean, I definitely think that there's, plays to be made. But, I mean, your playmakers got to make plays. We got to be solid in our game plan. And, I think that there are some ways that we can go out there and make plays. We just got to, execute and take what they give us.
Former Packers receiver Malik Heath, released by the team last week, claimed off waivers by the Atlanta Falcons this week. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.